You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen! What's popping? What's going on, Corey?
Well, what's the deal, Greg? You know what I'm saying? So we got a Thursday. I wasn't able to hang out past the time that Fab ran, so as we work through the program.
So you don't know what Corey has to talk in the first hour of the show.
As we work through the program, I will let you know how the Fab run went. By 7 a.m., I should be able to join.
Sounds about right. King wearing the big Seattle Seahawks sweatshirt as his team plays this evening.
I actually want to wrestle with the King right now. He feels like he's got a wrestling
sport. Like an amateur wrestler. Right. Yeah. Scott, good morning.
Yeah, looking forward. Fun day. Setting lineups, doing lineup rankings, watching the Seahawks tonight, and reading my new book, Bernard King's autobiography, Game Face.
There you go. BK, will you be talking to him for a Hall of Fame hour coming up?
Very good possibility. Looking forward to that. Make sure you miss my most recent one with Mets broadcaster and former World Baseball Classic hero Nelson Figueroa.
There you go. This is Wall Street, Matt Modica. How are you, sir?
I'm excited today. We got some Thursday Night Football. Hibachi fried rice is on the menu tonight.
Really?
I voted confirmation.
Really? Wow.
So I'm looking forward to a little Ari Rang.
So this is a big day.
Who's
this sounds better than me?
My goddaughter.
Yeah. Nice.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Making the trek to Staten Island.
All right, so it should be a fun evening for you.
Long trip.
I have no such fun in the schedule. I don't have to watch the Seahawks. It's not like a priority of any means. I have no confirmation, no hibachi fried rice in my future.
Don't you have people going tonight?
You have an interesting trade up.
I do have an interesting trade up.
I do it.
You do it. So, Corey, I'm going to need you again, man. I know, and you're very busy at the moment, but I need your help.
I like what you're getting, and the buy and the sell part of it, but I think you're giving up fundamentally too much.
Matt and Scott are on different sides, so I need you.
I agree with Matt. I agree with Matt that I love the player you're getting. But fundamentally, I just think you're giving up too much.
Okay, so that's why I need help. Corey can... I have to be selfish to start off the show.
No, I'll help you out.
Thank you. I have a trade-off.
Well, he's got to finish his stuff.
Before I get to my stuff, I'll help you out.
I appreciate that.
Nice.
I have a trade-off on the table.
All right.
Jordan Howard.
This is what league?
This is a league I'm 6-3 in.
Okay.
All right. The trade offer is Jordan Howard.
Hold on a second. 844-843-6879. Let's go out to the telephones. Talk to Greg in Long Island.
Greg on the east side.
Let's talk to Greg in Manhattan.
Sorry, Greg. I don't live on the east side or
Spike
or Long Island. Spikeball is not a bougie thing, by the way.
We'll come back. We're going to put Greg on hold. We'll come back. We'll get to Greg's question. It's the Roto Experts right here on FNTSY Radio.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Before you send it to break, Corey, you're going to try to help me as a caller.
That doesn't count. That don't count. Let me get a piece of paper, Scott.
It's not that much to write down.
All right. So I want to make sure that we're good to go here.
Okay.
All right. So let's head back out to the telephone lines. Let's get to Greg in Manhattan. Greg, how can we help you?
I need some help, Corey.
Yes.
I need some help. I have a trade offer.
All right.
I haven't made the trade because I know you guys don't like when I make the trade before asking.
Yes.
So I haven't done anything.
Did you check the link?
I haven't done that for this week yet.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the trade offer on the table is Jordan Howard and T.Y. Hilton for Kareem Hunt.
So is this the Bieber League?
I don't know what that means. Okay.
That's funny. Always get to laugh with the Kiss League, so.
Right.
But the thing is, you really play in a Kiss League.
That's a joke.
That's right. Like I said, people like you wouldn't get it, you know, so I don't care.
Yeah.
You're the one that brought it up. What is happening? I just want trade help.
You have to excuse my co-host. Go ahead, Mr. Greg. Yeah. Greg, go ahead, Greg. Back to Greg in Manhattan.
I appreciate that. All right. So ultimately, the trade offer is Jordan Howard and T.Y. Hilton for Kareem Hunt.
So you're giving up Jordan Howard and T.Y. Hilton?
Yes.
And you're bringing back Kareem Hunt?
Yes.
What is your record?
6-3.
You're 6-3 buying Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Howard and T.Y. Hilton?
Yes.
What's your wide receiver situation?
So my wide receivers would be Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Devontae Adams.
Okay.
And Michael Crabtree.
I like it.
I also have Josh Doctson on the bench as well.
I like it. I think you can go ahead and do the trade. I think finding Kareem Hunt at this time is a good idea, Greg.
So here's why I'm hesitant, Corey, if I can have a couple moments.
Yeah,
before we hang up on me.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Ultimately,
a lot of people on the line.
Ultimately, you know, I've looked at both schedules. Jordan Howard has a wonderful schedule going forward. The amount of carries he gets is just incredible, too. Since week 3, he hasn't had less than 18 carries in a single game. Since week 6, he hasn't had less than 20 carries in a game.
Yeah.
And that's just an incredible number to me. Kareem Hunt, in 2 of his last 4 games, have had nine carries in the game.
Andy Reid will do that from time to time.
He will. Also, Jordan Howard... Kareem Hunt, hasn't scored a touchdown since week 3, and that scares me.
When's the last time Jordan Howard scored a touchdown?
That would be week 4.
Look, Matt has made some good points about how this is a great time to buy in Kareem Hunt, and I agree, you know, especially with the week off coming and a chance to reset, as what Larry David fans would say. It's a time to reset, you know, start the relationship over here, and, you know, look forward to good numbers. I think fundamentally you're giving up a lot in concept because in my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com, I have Jordan Howard just a few spots behind Kareem Hunt. And T.Y. Hilton's a guy in the right matchup and can still have a blow-up game. So if you weren't willing to do it, I would understand. I understand both sides of it. And if you did it, I wouldn't think it's crazy. But my personal take on is it that you're giving up too much. I think you're giving up an RB1 and a WR2 to move up about like 3-4 slots in rest of the season performance.
Here's the thing about it is what I like about the trade, not only the fact that you're bringing back Kareem Hunt, I like the fact that you're shipping off T.Y. Hilton. Because now that's not your problem anymore. You don't have to worry about putting him in your lineup and him getting 4 points and then next week putting him on your bench and him going for 30. That's a headache you don't have to worry about on a Sunday morning anymore.
You're
you don't have to deal with that. Has that been something that you've been dealing with every week?
No, I actually traded for T.Y. Hilton when you guys told me to trade for him. I listen to the show every day. I traded for him a couple of weeks ago.
And he's been in your lineup
last week.
And he hasn't been... I benched him the first 2 weeks I had him. I think this week, honestly, was the first time I put him in my lineup.
Okay, so it worked out for you.
Yeah, it worked out okay.
But you don't want the headache moving forward, so go ahead and do the trade. Also, I don't see how you're saying he's giving up too much, Scott.
My personal opinion is
he's giving up an RB1 for another RB1. And giving up a WR2 and not really getting anything back. So that's where, you know, if you guys think he's, you know, he should do it, I don't think it's crazy. I just think he's given up too much. I'd like to see it be for 2 for 2. But, you know, when Greg tweeted at me constantly last night, you know, he was telling me that, you know, the other guy, you know, wasn't going to do it. You know, fundamentally, I'd like to see another player coming back here.
This time of year when you're making deals, don't worry about who's getting the best part of the deal. Make the right deal for your team.
And Greg, haven't you had the problem of what wide receiver to play? You mentioned.
Well, ultimately this week I did because I think all the matchups are very, very tough for my guys. This week it would be tough. Now, if I don't, unfortunately for me, if I make this trade, it's very tough. If I make this trade, I have to start Josh Doctson against Minnesota, and I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, and you know, if it hurts your depth, that's one thing.
I don't care about the depth.
Yeah, that's 1 week.
You know, or for 1 week, you know, you do want to play him. It's a tough matchup against Pittsburgh. They both have tough matchups. But, you know, I always tell people, I say, are you making a significant upgrade? Are you filling a need? And I feel like on both counts, you're not. Yeah. So that's why I disagree with the guys.
How's he not filling a need?
Because he doesn't need him because he has Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard, exactly.
He's in two different stratospheres.
We disagree then. I think they're both RB1s.
See, well, you're buying the guy.
I understand
that might be
it's an upgrade, but I don't think he fills a need.
You're 6-3 buying the guy that might be the fantasy MVP.
He might win a championship.
Hey, I think you got a better shot at winning it with Kareem Hunt than you do with Jordan Howard.
If you had no wide receivers and stuff like that, I could say, look, you got to play the upside of Hilton and hope he hits. But being that you have Crabtree, Adams takes he's taking a severe hit, but he's possibly the one Packer that, you know, can sustain this, even with Hunley. And you have Fitzgerald and you have Julio. So for me, I think it solves the problem, like Corey said. You don't have to worry about, do I put T.Y. Hilton in? Is he going to get 30 points? Is he going to get 4 points?
Then there's the flip side of what Matt says, too. You know, with Julio, you're already concerned about the ankle. With Davante Adams, you're concerned with the quarterback situation. And you talk about the playoffs, too. Now, this is not easy, so that's why we're talking.
That's why I brought it up to you guys. Yeah.
With T.Y. Hilton, the guy's talking about Kareem Hunt can win you a championship. Well, you know, in any given week, if you decide to put him in your lineup, T.Y. Hilton could have a game like last week, and he could help you win a championship.
I mean, I'll liken it to fantasy baseball. If I had a chance in, like, August to get Mike Trout for the stretch run, I'm gonna give up two guys.
I did that, too. Yes. I did that, too, this summer. Man,
remember that.
This is not easy for me, guys. I don't know.
I just look at it. At some point, they got to open up this offense for Mitchell Trubisky. There are games where the Bears, if the game script changes and they're down, Jordan Howard has proven he can't catch the damn ball.
I don't know if they can open up the offense because they have really no talented wide receivers. They like had to trade for Dontell Inman. They're desperate. I think they have to continue to go with the running game because that's all they have.
Yeah, but at some point, you're playing this kid. You have to let him throw the ball. You can't just handing it off. Inman, Wright, whatever you got to do. I mean, why Tariq Cohen is not more involved in this offense in the passing game? It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but I feel like there's a John Fox factor,
and that's a big factor, and it's scary.
Yeah, it is. You know what John Fox is starting to remind me of? Jeff Fisher. Starting to remind me of Jeff Fisher.
So he'll be gone.
What Jeff Fisher did with this Rams team is the effing same. This is the same team.
It's not true.
What's different? Roster-wise, what's different?
A lot, actually.
Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp.
Everyone has done nothing.
Every wide receiver on the team.
Andrew Whitworth is big.
All three wide receivers.
Also, their center. Their center, Sullivan, as well.
John Sullivan, absolutely. Yeah. Two offensive linemen, three wide receivers.
It's not the same
I'm still blaming Jeff Fisher for this team being disgusting.
That was fair.
The thing is, the Bears, this offseason, should try and be on... should be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Be scooping up a young offensive mind who could take this young quarterback and this team back into the 21st century.
They got the defense to do it. They're playing well defensively. They'll get Cam Meredith back. You open up this offense. They got to get rid of John. These mediocre coaches that's going off of this history of winning a Super Bowl in the damn 90s, I'm sick of it.
and John
Bring
Fox
back Parcells.
They went to one.
They both gone. John Fox went to two.
Yeah, with Carolina, right?
With Carolina, and John Fox in the Super Bowl and Denver, exactly. Yeah, John Fox has been it too. All right, I have a lot to ponder, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
You killed the segment. Make the trade.
I didn't kill the segment. I believe it was a helpful segment to the audience. Thank you.
It
very
was
much.
Helpful.
Thank you.
It was helpful.
To me, this is a championship winning trade for you.
What are we talking about now?
No, I'm talking about something else.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
It's okay, Corey.
Don't worry. I'm here with you, though. I'm right here with you, Mr. Sussman.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, all the program today, and I appreciate all the trade advice. We'll give you trade advice, too, at 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. A lot of headlines to get to from yesterday. I mentioned Julio Jones. We're going to get into him. We'll also talk about the Giants and the dumpster fire out there. We also have a fun little segment coming up in a little bit. So, Dr. Wright joins the program. We have a lot to ask him. So stick around. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
So it seems like Ted Thompson and the Green Bay Packers were listening to us. Listening to the fantasy community.
Not really.
Well, yeah, they cut Martellus Bennett, just like we did. We all cut Martellus Bennett together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I know you hate Martellus Bennett.
I don't understand. The Bennett family is the most hated family in football.
I disagree with that statement.
By Greg.
I like the Bennetts, particularly Martellus.
Yeah.
Big fan of you. Anyway, Martellus is looking for a job. He was cut by the Packers yesterday. I know the guys on Target talked about it a little bit, but Martellus Bennett cut, and there's some weird like injury thing that's not really an injury. There's some shady stuff going on out there in Green Bay, and I have a feeling they're going to try to recoup some of their money.
Yeah, I have the same feeling. They're trying to get back some of their money. I truly think that Martellus Bennett is done with football.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a report out there that he might sign with New England.
So I read that report. I don't think that's real. I think that's someone just connecting dots.
When he said he was going to retire for the end of the season, I think he's pretty much packed it in already.
Yep.
He's just looking to.
Yep, I think he's done.
Get a few more checks. Look, I partner with quite a few people, and I really never get angry at the picks. You know, I'm willing to give some leeway, but when we took Martellus Bennett in the Classic, that was the one time I was pissed.
You were pissed.
Yeah, I was quite angry at that pick.
Yeah, so the report that Scott mentioned, the report that was mentioned comes from ESPN Boston, and there's like they view the Patriots as a potential fit for Martellus Bennett. Like that's literally connecting dots. It's not an anything report. You know, I think ultimately you connect the dots because they want another tight end behind Marty Beige. They figured out Dwayne Allen sucks, much like the fantasy community realized that already. And, Martellus Bennett, he scored a lot of touchdowns here. Maybe he'll come back to New England. But I kind of agree with Corey. This dude's done with football.
Yeah, I think he's called it a career for the most part. I don't think he probably came into the season feeling that way, and then the rigors of this season is probably, you know what I'm saying, has probably led him to believe that the NFL is not where he wants to be anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
And he's probably told them that, too.
I feel like the only place he'll sign, I really believe the only place he'd sign is Seattle to go play with his brother. I think that could interest him. But
Jimmy Graham is different.
Yeah, yeah, Luke Wilson.
That's
part.
True. Yeah, I'm not saying there's a need. I'm saying the only place that Martellus Bennett would want to go is play with his brother.
They got three tight ends they like, so but don't see it happening.
I wasn't saying I was going to. I was just, like I said, I was just saying that's the only place that he would want to go play with his brother.
So he wants to be. Questions. He wants to be this like assistant.
Do you
coach?
Want to welcome me in?
We had a the line 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. That is Corey from Harlem. Corey was Providen.
Good morning. How you doing, Mr. Sussman?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
How about them Cowboys, Corey?
How about them Cowboys? How you doing, Scott? Good morning.
Your Knicks are doing good too.
Thank you, Scott.
Yes,
Scott. I saw you the other night. On the subway, I was going to speak, but I didn't know the people you were with. They all dressed up and with some face paint and stuff like that.
You wouldn't understand. What's your question?
I was talking to Mr. Sussman. Mr. Sussman.
Yes, sir.
This week I have a...
We're out of time. Thank you very much.
Mr. Sussman, this week I have a matchup, a very important matchup, and I'm trying to put together my lineup, and I would like to ask you guys a question.
Sure.
Do I start Kenyon Drake at Carolina, or do I roll out a fantasy executive who y'all have gotten rid of, or do I roll out his boy Isaiah Crowell at the Detroit Lions?
Well, because of the Isaiah Crowell call, unfortunately, the fantasy executive is no longer employed on
the
show.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, unfortunately, Corey...
I was trying to do something
that was
about
good.
This.
All right, Kenyon Drake or Isaiah Crowell? How do we help Corey out, Scott?
I think it's definitely Drake. I mean, you know, one of the reasons, you know, one of the final things that we said to Corey said, please, you know, don't take this Crowell garbage with you, you know, when he left. So that's why the executive, but I love the executive. But look, Kenyon Drake is just a better running back, it looks like, than Crowell. I know Crowell had his best game of the season,
Mr.
before
Scott,
the
Mr.
bye.
Scott, can I step
hold
in?
On,
right
hold
here?
On. I'm the analyst. You
Sorry.
Asked a question.
Sorry.
All right? So let me teach you. I'll tutor you. So, you know, Crowell had his best game before the bye. I don't think it's a bad play necessarily because the Lions, I believe, are about like fourth in the NFC in terms of allowing rushing yards. And it's close to me. But I just feel like Drake ripped off a nice 42-yard run last week. He's really, the lead running dog in this backfield. I see more upside with Drake than I do with Crowell. I don't know if I can get two games like that in a row from Crowell. I have a decision in my own league that maybe I'll call up about because I got Crowell versus Booker. And, you know, I might even start Booker over Crowell.
Well, my thing, Mr. Madika, was if... the Carolina Panthers run defense is pretty stout,
yeah.
And Drake is in a timeshare, whereas Crowell is going up against a weaker run D, and he kind of has that backfield to himself as the runner.
Look, I think it's close, but I'm going to go with the Crow show. Like you said, I think Crow, they want to, you know, he's coming off his best game, number one. He had, I think, double digits the week before that. I'm going to go with him. It's, you know, like I said, he's facing Carolina. I'm going to take the running back versus Detroit. I think, you know, they're going to try and run the ball here, try and establish the run. I think that's what they need to do. So it's close, but give me Crow.
All right, Mr. Sussman, you're the tiebreaker.
I think for me, I'm going to go with Isaiah Crowell, oddly enough. I think the matchup against Carolina is very, very tough. There's two running backs there, Kenny and Drake and Damian Williams. That's an actual 50-50 split. If you've been listening to the show, we've talked about that a lot this week, that it's a real 50-50 split between these Miami guys. We, you know, on Sunday night, we didn't really learn all that much. We didn't learn of how it would separate. So for me, I believe that it's a 50-50 split. When it comes to Isaiah Crowell, we know he's the running back. Duke Johnson is there as a wide receiver, as a pass catcher. He's not a threat to Isaiah Crowell's carries. And we've seen Duke Johnson left last game with a concussion. It seems like he's cleared. He's good to go. But I know Isaiah Crowell's the running back, and it's a team that needs to run the ball. I know it's Cleveland. I know it's the Chuck Kaiser. But ultimately, I think Isaiah Crowell gets in the end zone this week. I'm going to go with Crow.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help.
By the way, guys, we were talking about, like, trades all this week, and you know, throw out whatever you can out there. AV812 on Twitter says to me, I have a trade question. I trade Abdullah and Josh Gordon and receive DeMarco Murray.
Trade Abdullah and Josh Gordon and receive DeMarco Murray.
I'm saying, like, you never know what's out there.
Is that the Kiss League?
What?
Is that the Kiss League?
The silence like, means.
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Actually, this was a question on Twitter. You know, you weren't listening.
I know, but I'm saying,
usual,
is that owner in your Kiss League?
No, but actually, he's
Scott,
a Kiss fan. He's got an Ace Frehley attitude.
Scott, you going to talk to me about not listening? Really?
You just didn't. Hey, if I don't do it, you do it too. But you know what, though? Make fun of the Kiss League all you want. I'll play, you know, it's up. Look, I'm not above.
Send me an invite so I can win it.
Name four Kiss songs.
Send me an invite.
Name four Kiss songs.
Detroit Rock City.
Okay.
The New York Groove Joint. Right.
Okay.
Why do I gotta name four Kiss songs?
You have to be an intense football fan and an intense Kiss fan to be in this league.
Rock and Roll All Night.
Okay.
And one more.
Would you put the makeup on, Corey?
Let's do it.
And what's the one I used to put? The
Love Gun.
The New York Groove.
You said that twice.
I said it twice already.
No help in Modica.
I can't say Love Gun.
That's an album, not a song.
Okay, I don't even know.
That's good, though. You know what? I'm going to put you on the waiting list.
Love Gun's not a
there is a waiting list for this.
And for the draft,
you have to put paint on.
Smashed Mirrors?
No. Fractured Mirrors.
Fractured Mirrors. There you go.
We'll count it for sure.
No, he almost got it. He's on the waiting list.
At the buzzer.
He's on the top of the waiting list.
I'm at the top of the... Somebody drop out the Kiss League, I'm in and I'm going to win it.
It's not going to be easy. There's some good players in there.
You have to change the waiver system to Fab, though. And I don't play with first come, first serve.
The only thing is that people are so used to the first come, first serve. I prefer Fab, but they're so used to it that... I don't know if they go for
it necessarily. But you, as Hall of Famer Scott Angle, Fantasy Hall of Famer, you should be put them in the league where they can know how to advance their level of play. You know what I'm saying? So they have to deal with first come, first serve.
This is a 13-year-old league, okay? And when the guys first started, a few of them hadn't played fantasy before. So to ease them in, I did that, and they liked that. You know what I'm saying?
You got first-timers in the league.
What I'm saying is, this is a free league, right? That was 13 years ago, though.
Okay, I'm just making sure that it's because you playing against first timers, I have a problem with that.
You can't tell me what leagues I can play in and what I can't play
in. I have a problem
with
you playing against first timers.
I don't care what you have a problem with. I'll play with whoever I want.
Does this league have a payout? Because it sounds like there's
a trophy that goes out.
Okay, how many times have you won the trophy?
Twice. And I've been to the Super Bowl 4 times.
So you lose in the Super Bowl a lot.
Twice.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
This is a mix of, I'd say, half the people are like very high-level players, and the other half are like mainstream players.
Okay.
So it's like a mix of it. The great thing about it, though, is we all have similar interests, and it keeps me in touch with a lot of my friends who I don't see in person anymore.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of fantasy sports is that it keeps people in touch. You know, that's the community aspect of it. And the fact that we share two things that we both love makes it a very... The people don't care about the money in this league. They love the trash talk. They love keeping each other updated on football
and rock and roll.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. You come in, they probably burn you pretty good.
Nah, I don't think they can see me. Not the people in the kids.
You're underestimating this league. But then again, you're above playing with certain kinds of people.
I told you, give me a spot in the Kiss League for next year, and I'll come and I'll win.
There hasn't been an open spot in 6 years. There are people waiting to get in.
All right.
Do people just leave the band? Is that what happens?
You know what, though? This is what we call niche leagues. There are all kinds of... I've seen leagues like this. People like in Star Wars leagues together with, you know, people who like things, certain things.
I avoid those people.
People who like those certain things. It makes fantasy twice the fun for them.
We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk about some wide receiver ones that you may have an issue with this week. It's Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Scott's sticking a finger in my face at the moment, but I'm not sure.
Corey, you know this song, right?
Of course.
The Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah.
Do you know where the sample comes from?
No, I don't.
That's a Kiss song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What song?
Christine 16.
Now, what do you think that's about? That particular song.
Gene Simmons, well, in the 70s, you know, you couldn't get away with something like that. So yeah. I think you know what it's about.
So you can get away with something like that.
Get away with writing a song like that in the 70s.
Should probably be arrested.
What? Probably should. Yeah.
Corey, would you like to turn your mic back on now? No? Okay.
Yeah, I had so many comments that
you're gonna. You're also shutting your mic off, I've noticed. Okay.
I'm learning.
Let's move on. Let's talk about some football, shall we?
I'm back.
All right. Welcome. It's funny he says this, by the way.
What?
Because I was seeing this downstairs. This show's off the rails. But I was literally thinking about this yesterday with Mike Florio. How Scott used to come on here every day on the show at the old spot. And I'd always be like, I'm back. Back at the Roto Express crew. Yeah. I used to be like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And we just were singing it yesterday, and I was reminded of it this morning during this conversation.
We got to do it again.
No, we don't.
Before, I was about to say before the end, but there's no end in there, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean.
You tell us something we don't know?
No.
I said going to break.
Now we do
at that. You picked it
show.
Up.
Yeah. It's a different show. Yeah. But yeah, the wide receiver ones, I think you have to worry about. One's Julio Jones. He didn't practice yesterday. And I get it. When no one practices on a Wednesday, everybody kind of looks at it as like a veteran day. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. But
we're talking about practice?
There's a rumor that Julio Jones has a high ankle sprain.
Oh, for Julio Jones owners, that's terrible.
He played through it, obviously, on Sunday. Looked fine other than dropping the ball. It had nothing to do with his ankle. But a lot of that to me could have been adrenaline, right? Like you fight through this. And now you had a couple of days, it soars up, and now you may not be able to move. There was a limited practice. There was no real optimism. It was just he didn't practice, and that scares me a little bit.
Well, earlier in the season, he had some practice on Wednesday and Thursday, and he practiced on Friday.
Right.
I think it's kind of negative speculation to assume anything at this point. Of course, we'll hear from Dr. A. The fact that he was able to play through it and now get to rest some of it this week, I don't think we should vacillate in either direction that he's going to play or he's not going to play.
All right. So
don't vacillate.
I'm not going to over speculate, especially negatively.
All right. I am.
Where's the rumor coming from that he has a high ankle sprain?
So the
rumor, if he has a high ankle sprain, he's in trouble.
I agree.
Because a high ankle sprain is like a broken leg. It's basically the same thing.
It kills you. Yeah. All right. So let's see here. The he's not practicing Wednesday. So ESPN reported he appeared to suffer a high ankle sprain.
All right. So they must be looking at the mechanism of some kind of ankle twist or something like that.
But he was able to return, so maybe he didn't really have a high ankle sprain.
Well, here's the thing with Julio Jones. He might be able to return, but does that mean is he a part of the game plan? You feel what I'm saying?
I know.
And there you go. That's the thing. That's the thing with Julio Jones. He's so beat up at this point in his career. Well, you've seen him out there. You see how great he is, but he's going on the field each and every Sunday. The guy is more than likely hurting, and he's going on the field, and he's taking plays off, and he's running half routes, and he's not in there on every possession. It's very dangerous playing with this beat up wide receiver.
So I'll say this.
He's going to retire early.
I'll say this with Julio Jones. Last week, I'm just looking at his Roto World card just for fun. So last week on the three days ago. I guess early on Monday, I guess that means, was that he was dealing with a lower leg injury. This is what it came out from a beat reporter on Twitter, covers the Falcons, I guess after Dan Quinn's Monday press conference, that he was dealing with a lower leg injury. Dan Quinn at the time didn't seem worried about his Week 10 status. Then, just yesterday, it was updated that he didn't practice because of what they expected was a high ankle sprain, but it looks like it was just that lower leg injury. Nobody really knows, I don't think, what's wrong with him. I think it's all speculation. But when it comes to Julio, Scotty, I know you're saying don't be overly negative, but when it comes to Julio, I think it's hard not to be.
It's hard not to be, but until you know the nature of the injury, maybe we hear from Dr. A, you know, then we can know more. But Corey makes a good point, and Matt's brought it up, too, about, you know, these big wide receivers and injuries. You know, we saw, you know, Calvin Johnson retire earlier than we expected. You know, Corey talks about how some of these guys look like tight ends. Like, Dez Bryant is only averaging 11.4 yards per catch, you know, going into last week's game.
That's not bad.
Well, of course, you're going to defend Dez, but, you know, look.
The truth is not bad.
What?
What's the league average?
Corey, Can anybody say anything about the Cowboys that's like not positive? And you don't have to get defensive about it.
Tell the truth.
I'm telling the truth, Corey. He used to average over 14 yards a catch, and when you watch him on film, he's not as explosive as he used to be. You look at Dez, you look at Julio, you look at Alshon Jeffrey, who's not quite as explosive as he used to be. You got to worry about these big wide receivers, and Dez might not play again this week.
Matt, you were super in on Julio coming into this year, and you believed that Julio was right up there with Odell Beckham at the time behind Antonio Brown, and you went back and forth in your drafts, right? Like, depending on which draft it was, somebody took Odell in, somebody took Julio in. Now, Corey was on the other side of that, right? Like, Corey was like, I'm not messing with this Julio thing. I'm nervous about the foot. I'm nervous about the leg. I just don't want to do this anymore. Has your opinion going forward changed on Julio?
Oh, it's been a disappointing season. I think all Falcons have disappointed this year. And yes, Julio, for where I had him ranked, it's been disappointing, except for that game against Buffalo where he left early. He's put up double digits at least in every week. But I was really excited about the rest of the season. I know he's got at Seattle, but Seattle's banged up right now as well. And he does have Minnesota, but like Tampa Bay looking there. New Orleans secondary has been stout, but they still get into shootouts, I would think. So this Dallas matchup, I was kind of licking my chops with, and coming off the drop touchdown pass, I was kind of feeling maybe, he tries to make up for that. But if this is true that he does have a high ankle sprain, this is going to shatter some dreams for me.
Yeah, and you look at this matchup, Dallas and Atlanta, and you got both Julio and Dez, these big names in this game, but both of them, I think injuries have, kind of robbed them both of a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, Mohamed Sanu, then, if anything, you got to be happy if you have Mohamed Sanu rostered. I mean, I know people really went. What I saw last night in NFFC was mostly everybody went after Terrence Williams. Like, we had Williams first. I kind of wanted Beasley. I asked that question to one of my partners.
Definitely Beasley.
But we had Williams first, Beasley second. I let it go, and Williams went for more. We got Beasley. So
you're good to go. Yeah, I don't understand why Williams went for.
Like, I had like, a feeling on, that like, I don't happen, wrong. That's why I really didn't.
Because he's prisoner to the moment. Because Williams just had the big game. Williams is not a fantasy asset. Now, don't get me wrong. I got a situation where I picked him up this week too, and I'm gonna have to start him because of buys. But if I would have had Cole Beasley, I'd definitely took Cole Beasley. Right. Hell, I might take Bryce Butler over Terrence Williams.
Yeah, that's what my waiver order. That's exactly and what I did. Julio, I needed a receiver. I put Beasley first, Williams second.
And Julio in week 9 played his lowest percentage of snaps on the season.
The wide receiver ones this week are an issue. Julio, you mentioned. Dez, you mentioned. And I don't know if this is a thing, but I want to bring it up. Michael Thomas limited practice for the Saints on Wednesday as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, he's kind of been on the injury report earlier in the week.
Agree.
And then towards the end, he's always off it. So I don't know if this was something more serious.
I don't know either. I just saw that, and I remember coming out of the game, they talked about how he was a little banged up. So this one, I guess, held a little bit more weight for me, maybe. But ultimately, I think he'll be okay. But I guess it's that time of the year where everyone's beat up, right? No one's really healthy. But I looked at the injury-prone guys like a Julio, like a Dez, and I'm just more worrisome about them. Not that they don't fight to be out there, but when it comes to this kind of injury, I can see Julio getting out there, hurting himself, and leaving the game again, Matt. Like, this is what scares me.
He's not going to play full snaps.
Yeah, I mean, look, with Julio, if you own Julio in fantasy over the years, he's one of the toughest guys to watch if he's on your team, because it always seems like after every play he's injured.
Yeah, and if Julio is limited, doesn't play, etc., against the Dallas pass defense, I think you can roll Taylor Gabriel out there.
Look, I'm going to monitor the situation very closely going forward these next couple of days, but I just think this is the Atlanta Falcons season on the line. They're home. They got to get this rectified. They need this win. They can't go 4-5 against it, and then it's an NFC opponent.
Matt Ryan's got to play his best game of the year.
He does.
Yeah.
The Falcons need it. The Falcons need it. I know Corey's in here silently Googling.
It's not going to happen.
And then what? At 2 o'clock today, we have Elliot's hearing.
I know.
He's going to be here in person.
So at 2 o'clock, are you going to go?
He don't never come holler at us when he's here.
Not cool.
No, it's not.
What would not be cool is Corey goes down Atlanta for the game and there's no Zeke and no Dez.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah. but that would be a little disappointing.
It would
though.
Be, but yeah. I would figure it out.
I think you know. Yeah. We don't
There's
know.
More to life than football.
Yeah.
Certainly in Atlanta.
I was just talking about that 3-hour block. You know.
Yeah, you make a lot of money selling those tickets in the ass.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Spend it wisely down the A. But ultimately, let me make it clear. Zeke's hearing is today in New York. He's here in the city, but does not mean the ruling will be had today.
Right.
To be clear.
Yeah. They're talking about it might take a while, you know, for this ruling to come down. Just the hearing is today. Yeah.
The only reason I think he actually has a shot of getting this thing overturned is that judge should have never been on the case. Had the family member like works for like the NFL or something.
That, I didn't even see this.
Yeah. So once I heard that seemed a little sketchy because usually you're supposed to recuse yourself.
Yes, of course.
And stuff like that. And then that came out. So I have a. It's still maybe 40-60, but I give him a better chance heading into today based on that stuff.
Can I be honest with you when it comes to Zeke? I don't even know what he's fighting. I don't even know if he's fighting like innocence anymore or he's fighting just to not be suspended. Like, I don't know where we are in the case. It's like, oh, I don't know, he's not going to be suspended. I feel like he's just fighting for a stay at this point.
No, it's just, you know, obviously Matt went to Staten Island Law School, but nobody knows here what's going to happen. And it's all complete guesswork.
See, this is what I said earlier in the season. He's fighting for his name. You just don't let nobody hang this on you and you didn't do it. And that's the right way to go about it, in my opinion.
We'll take a break. We'll wrap up hour number one coming up next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Why Scott don't have his mic on?
It's actually
Turn the Page by Bob Seger.
There you go.
Which was later covered by Metallica.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, did it get better?
It's not really.
The original one is a classic.
Yeah. I don't know if it's fit for morning radio.
It's kind of a slow jam, you know.
Slow
Playing
jam.
During the cicada hours. I don't remember the last time I heard that.
All right, so those are wide receiver ones that may be out this weekend. Let's talk about other wide receivers that may miss some time this weekend. Chris Hogan definitely looks doubtful. I believe I read he's still on a sling.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and it's like I'm ready to put Rex Burkhead in there.
Yeah, I think it's exactly the move you make. You have Chris Hogan. You hold that hope. I don't think there is any hope to hold that. I think he'll be ruled out. But I think Rex Burkhead's the guy you want to throw in that flex spot. So do not expect Chris Hogan to play. D.D. Westbrook, also, by the way, he may not be back this weekend. What's up?
Oh, Robert Woods was on the waiver wires in one of my leagues. I bid $295 on him. He went for $313. To Andy Saxton.
It's annoying. I'm sorry.
It is.
I would have put a 333 bid.
But anyway, when it comes to D.D. Westbrook, I know a lot of people have been excited about him, but he's no lock to return this week either. And again, the Jacksonville offense doesn't really want to throw the ball. So temper your expectations for D.D. Westbrook, who's never played an NFL game.
The D.D. Westbrook jumping. Love is baffling to me.
It's all preseason. It's literally all preseason stuff.
I think if he can play, though, at some point when he plays, I think he'd overtake Allen Hurns to be the starter. But my concern with that situation is Marquise Lee had two really good games when Fournette was out, and they'll go back to the run, and how much upside does the passing game really have?
You know, it's actually crazy. I don't even remember D.D. Westbrook was the Heisman nominee. Did you remember that?
He was?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He was a Blitnikoff winner. I mean, look, I like Westbrook. I like him long-term. I don't know if this point in the season he's coming in and usurping like even an Allen Hearns type.
You know?
And like you said, they don't want to try and throw the ball that much. They want to win for the defense, the Saxonville that they've been. I mean, 10 sacks in two different games this season.
I was confused on that Saxonville thing, what it meant. They got a lot of sacks or had something to do with Andy Saxon.
A lot of sacks.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to do something about this.
Yeah.
We have to do something about this. Yeah. We do. We need to have a conference call.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You won't be leading it.
You're right, I won't be.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Where else are we at? What else are we at here? Your boy Charles Clay is expected to return this week.
Yeah, that's going to be helpful for the Buffalo passing game. Zay Jones, I don't know, with that knee, which is unfortunate Thursday night. From what I was able to see from highlights and stuff, he looked pretty good. They put him in the position he should be playing.
Right.
But I'm not too optimistic about him this week. I think this will be a competitive game. I think New Orleans finds a way to pull it out, though. I think they have too many. I think the talent on New Orleans' side will win out.
Devontae Freeman had a little bit of a knee injury, which is maybe why he hasn't been as good. I don't really know. He was limited in practice. He's going to play.
Steve Sarkisian is why he hasn't been as good.
Yeah. So
he's very banged up, though. He's got two injuries, and I don't know if I'm not speculating either way, but it's not a slam dunk that he's going to play either, from what I'm reading.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that. He's practicing this week. So that was a very big surprise to me. They didn't play. All right. We have the break. We're going to come back. I'm very excited to be scorched earth with my man Ben McAdoo. Stick around. Hour number two comes your way next.